Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 2nd of February, recording at 9:07 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first the highlights, and some of these could be important. Wall Street got clipped in here today, and the European stock markets were also hit. Really, they were very much under the shadow of Wall Street. And we had the Dow closing down nearly 102 points. That's just under 1%, or 0.93%. Similar decline for the NASDAQ. I beg your pardon, similar decline for the S&P, and 1.25% rather. Let me get that straight. For the NASDAQ Composite Index. Now, these have more than offset the strength that we saw yesterday. What it also indicates is that the U.S. indices are encountering resistance beneath their highs, and they're not all that far away from the important January lows. Now, elsewhere, the highlights, nothing big in the currencies, dollar a little bit weaker in here today. Some of the metals were very strong, notably copper. Also, gold hit a new high in here today and bowed a little bit as Wall Street weakened. We sometimes see a bit of a relationship there, since the same people have leveraged trades in many of these same markets. And palladium, particularly strong, surging up to a new high, $311. I think that was up about 15 in here today. So those are some of the main. Those are really. Oh no! Last but not least, another big drop on oil. And oil had a key day reversal yesterday, and that does really indicate resistance is being encountered near the Katrina highs. Okay. So, where are we in this, what I've repeatedly described as long in the tooth? A very good rally, now in its 34th month, against background of my best case scenario, namely that the rally, and this has been my best case scenario since the October lows, when we got those terrific upward dynamics indicating that that correction was over. Now, best case scenario has been that we could see this rally carry well into the first quarter of 2006. And I wasn't really willing to look beyond that in terms of the rally. And I have been fearing that stock markets were waltzing into a cul-de-sac and would be caught up in a medium-term correction, and define that as more than 10%, and perhaps considerably more for some of the high-flying indices that we have seen, and that that correction was most likely to occur during 2Q and 3Q 2006, leading almost certainly to a quite important buying opportunity. Now, as of this moment in time, one cannot say that these stock market rallies are over, but I would regard violation of the January lows, and as I just mentioned, the NASDAQ and the S&P are not all that far away from them. You get another couple of downside days like today, and they will be taking out those lows. And that would be a major warning shot. It would not be game, set, and match necessarily. It's just an initial, just the initial support level. But it would be a warning that these uptrends were encountering some problems, becoming more choppy. And conversely, if we get nice rallies tomorrow or whenever, and those January lows hold, then we really don't need to worry about anything, as I've said before, in terms of the short-term action. Now, moving on from there, also the government bonds, these have not been looking very good in here. The yields have been backing up. People have been in denial on this, talking about how strong the bond markets are doing and how well they're holding up. Well, look at the charts. I don't like the picture. And again, it's not critical, but it wouldn't take too much to make it look distinctly worrying. Currencies, I don't think there's anything here that's really going to terrify stock markets. Oil, excuse me, and this is important. Oil's one of the factors that one of the markets that I've been concerned about in terms of global stock markets, saying that if we saw oil take out the Katrina highs and move upwards towards, say, 80, and I do expect to see that at some point this year, that would create a very, very strong headwind for global stock markets. Well, what bothers me a bit in here today, or more than a bit, is that oil has had two big days on the downside. Okay, let's put that in perspective. It's still trading just under 60, $65, $64.90 in here. That's an NYMEX price. But Wall Street fell. And the reason Wall Street fell, according to the Bloomberg news item, is disappointment with corporate earnings. And this is the slower U.S. economic growth that we saw on the preliminary fourth quarter figures for the economy, GDP figures, which disappointed. So that's it's another concern here for this long in the tooth 34-month-old rally. And what else to mention? These metal prices, very strong. That adds a bit to inflationary pressures, although the inflation statistics, the official inflation statistics, are cooked to the point that they mainly reflect prices coming out of China rather than the household bills that you and I or anyone else is paying. So, where does this leave us? Leaves me a little bit nervous, not for the first time. I do not want to see those January lows taken out. And there is a risk that given the some of the accelerating gains that we see in some of those in some of the stock market indices, I think actually Australia also had a downside key day reversal in here today. That's potentially important as well. So warning shots here across the bow. Now someone might say, well, come on, David, you know markets have done awfully well in here, so to get a little bit of a reaction, surely that's no big deal. Well, I agree, but with every at this stage of the cycle, I'm far less sanguine about any evidence of technical deterioration than I would have been back in 2005, 2000, let alone 2004 or 2003. I did suffer a few frights in 2005, but I suspect we all did. And what else to mention here? Metals, terrifically strong action. If and when, I'll put it this way, when we get a significant correction on Wall Street, and again, I do expect that to occur at some point this year, that will drag down a number of these high-flying commodities. Now, maybe gold does considerably better than the Dow, maybe not. Maybe the leveraged positions are such that we get a flight to cash occurring at the same time. That's the possibility that I see out there. Now, none of this represents a radical change in my thinking. I've been warning all along that I thought we'd see that medium-term correction bigger than anything we had seen since the rally started in 2003. So I've been looking for that all along, as you know. And in terms of my own positions, doesn't change any of my thinking regarding big theme positions, classic positions, some of the India plays, some of the resources plays that I have in my investment portfolio. But it did prompt me to tighten up my stops on a lot of speculative trades that I have in some of these high-flying metal markets, and I wouldn't be surprised to see some of those stops be hit fairly quickly. One that will not show up in comment of the day here, but occurred just as Wall Street was closing. I'll post it tomorrow on Friday and post the results. But I raised my stop on the Nikkei index, Japanese stock market index, in here today, and that's been stopped out for a small profit. Always disappointing to get stopped out, but really I'm relieved because at one time that position was it's not a big position, but it was underwater, and I'd rather take a profit any day. So it'll be very interesting to see how Asia responds to what we've seen in here today on Wall Street, and frankly, it could shrug off what Europe and Wall Street have done, although that would be mildly surprising since some of those markets are up against psychological resistance levels and have seen awfully good gains here recently. And it could decide to focus on the weakness in the oil market and to take heart from that. We will see, of course, but I would be surprised if the Asian markets didn't experience a little bit of uneasiness due to what we've seen here in Europe and particularly Wall Street today. That's it, folks. All the best.